Roger's going to read 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy tells us how we should act Christian, how we should follow God. And, you know, as I was reading that, I thought, you know, thank you. That's how we should be as Americans. That's how we should share with our fellow neighbors and fellow Americans. And I lost. I didn't bring my bag. Thank you. I was so worried about being all alone, I forgot everything. Thank you. And I thought, wow, you know, if we followed those steps, and that's how our country was founded, on religious freedom, that we would be a good nation. And we would be a good people. But as that song just told us, that there are times when we're going to have trials, and that we do live in a world of confusion sometimes, and that we do need wisdom, and that God will give it to us. Would you like a flag? You take two, maybe. So, I thought, you know, if we need to work the way that God wants us to, we have to remember in our hearts and in our minds the things that have happened before us, as well as, we don't worry about it because God doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow, but we need to remember it so that we can cherish it. And the last time I was here, it was Memorial Day, and I did not thank all those who served. So if those who had served in the service, if you would stand up. I know you're there. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Don't sit down. I didn't say sit down. Stand up.
I like sitting.
Now, those of you who have had family before you that served in the service, please stand up. Those of you who have those serving in the service now, stand up. You know, that's pretty terrific. That means we support our loved ones, that we support the God that cares for us, and that we support each other and your families. Thank you very much. Now, we have decided that the 4th of July is a party. And it should be. We should celebrate the 4th of July. We should celebrate that we are over 200 years and that we are still here. How did you celebrate? What are you going to do? Just going to go see the fireworks. Are you taking Caden with you? He's going to go with his mom and he's going to see a different one. We saw him last night with no rain. Sorry about the rest of you. But I just wanted to take a moment to really thank those who have served for us and keep us in safety, and for all those who are serving now to maintain our safety. And as you all know, the world is getting crazier. So the more we stand up for Jesus, stand up for faith, stand up for what people want to tell you is not the way to stand, just stand straighter, right? Yeah. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the children that are here, for the young group that is going to follow us. And we just thank you for those who have served for us, who continue to serve. And in your name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.